Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. This week is a very special one for Southwest Radio Ministries. Today we have a huge announcement about the future of SWRC. Later this week, Micah Van Hus will be sharing a three-part series teaching on Secrets of the Smithsonian, the Three Beasts of Revelation, and the Tower of Secrets. This week is absolutely packed with outstanding topics that are brought to you because of the generous giving of our listeners. Your tax-deductible gifts are helping spread the good news that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Thank you for your prayers and your gifts. This daily program, it's only one of the ways that we share the good news. We have our monthly publications, The Prophetic Observer and The Prophecy in the News magazine. We also have our weekly video podcast, Moment of Prophecy and Biblically Grounded. Find all this and more when you visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Friends, I am so excited today to have two special guests with us that you know very, very well, and they have got some special news that we are so excited to be sharing with you today. We have, of course, our vice president and the host of Watchmen on the Wall, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with us. Hello, Pastor Larry.
Yes, good to be here. Good to hear your voice. And this is really a wonderful project that we're going to be speaking about, and I think the listening audience will be blessed.
Also joining us is our staff evangelist, Josh Davis. Josh, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. And I'm equally excited as Pastor Larry just shared.
All right, no more guessing. In fact, some folks have already figured it out. And that is about a little over two years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries entered into a partnership with Prophecy in the News. Prophecy in the News was founded by J.R. Church over 40 years ago. And they were always known for their monthly magazine and for their weekly television program. And we, in the partnership that we joined with them in about 2 years ago, we brought back the magazine, and it's been going strong now for almost 30 issues. And we now are excited to announce today that the Prophecy in the News television program is back. Now, it's in a kind of an updated new format, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. But the Prophecy in the News television program is back. It's being broadcast weekly across four different Christian television networks. It's also available on our website, swrc.com, as well as social media such as YouTube and Rumble. And it is here. And we're so, so excited to make that official announcement today. And guys, we've got Josh and Pastor Larry. You guys are integral and important parts of the brand new version of Prophecy in the News. Pastor Larry, why don't you tell the audience the part and the role that you play in the new TV show?
Well, I'm kind of the answer guy, and I do Bible studies. One of my segments that I really love is on the Psalms of Imprecation, those psalms in which the psalmist asks God to bring judgment upon enemies. And then I deal with other issues that people would need to know about, and that is, do Bible standards produce hate? You know, that's one of the things we hear so much about today. Well, you believe the Bible, so you hate this person, you hate that person. Now, of course, that's not true. There are so many things. For example, what's even going on at the present time with the riots in California and Los Angeles and all of this footage, people will be able to see. And to that, we'll be able to add commentary and interpretation and understanding from the Word of God. And I think it's really going to be a great platform. Our listeners will be blessed, and we're just excited about it. I know I've recorded and filmed. It was a real blessing to me and a pleasure to me to know that we're doing this kind of a thing. It'll reach many people.
Well, and Pastor Larry kind of alluded to the format. The format of the Prophecy in the News television program is really unique. We have four distinct segments. We have our Headlines from the End Times segment, where we go through the headlines of the day, the news of the day, and we do it through the lens of Scripture. And then we have a teaching segment where, Josh, you are the primary teacher along with Pastor Larry and others, but you guys are teaching on and about Bible prophecy. Our third segment is what we internally call a rotational segment. That just means you're going to see different folks presenting different things each episode, whether it's a Marginal Mystery with Micah Van Hus. Maybe it's something about biblical archaeology with Clayton Van Hus. Perhaps A Jewish Root of Christianity with Larry Stamm. Living in Today's World with Greg Patton. Some really, really neat stuff. And then our final segment is a commentary or an interview segment where different folks will be talking about different items going on in our culture, in our society, and we'll make available some resources that we feel really go along with that topic of discussion. We put all of that together, and we're so excited. Each episode have a short clip from Prophecy in the News' founder, J.R. Church, who, of course, passed away and went to heaven a number of years ago. But we have all of the former episodes, over 2,000 of the episodes, because, of course, the original version of Prophecy in the News television went on for 40-plus years. And we get to play each episode. We get to play a clip of J.R. Church, and he is teaching or sharing encouragement, sharing the gospel. It's really, really neat. You put all of that together, and that's our Prophecy in the News television program. And Josh, that gets me to thinking, Pastor Larry is going to be the answer guy, answering the Bible questions and doing the teaching. What is your role, so folks will know, when they get to not just hear you, but see you on the Prophecy in the News TV show?
And it's a great blessing to get to be a part of the TV show and all the different components that are part of it. My primary role is to serve as a Bible teacher, and that could be in a couple different segments. I do a moment of prophecy segment. We have that here on our Watchman on the Wall radio program, but videoing some of those and making that available as a part of that. And that really deals with some of the Bible prophecy issues. Is the rapture true? What about the timing of the rapture? Those kinds of topical issues I address in the moment of prophecy segments for the Prophecy in the News television show. And in the primary role of teaching, I'm walking through Bible passages and exploring these truths as we discover them in Scripture. And starting with the book of Revelation, exploring some of the beautiful treasures that are in that book. And then we move back to the book of Genesis and explore the very first Bible prophecy. These are just some of the kinds of segments that people can expect from me in the Prophecy in the News television show. And I'm excited to be a part of what God's doing and the team of people that he's brought together.
It's interesting that you mention a team because it has been really eye-opening for me, and I don't know about you guys, of how many people it takes to produce just one television episode, from the filming, the editing, the post-production, then the closed captioning, the loading it, what they call encoding it, delivering it to the various television stations and networks, the graphics, the music. There is just a lot involved, which means there's a lot of people involved in making these episodes a reality and making them happen. And it gets me to thinking, Pastor Larry, you came to the television studio several months ago to film quite a few segments for the TV show.
Yes.
Tell the audience listening right now, how is filming for Prophecy in the News different from when you record for Watchmen on the Wall?
Well, I think there's a certain excitement that comes through when you're on TV, when you're looking at a camera, okay? And of course, we have a wonderful setup. Clayton made the background. It's really super. But the idea that, hey, this is happening right now. People are seeing it. We're entering into the flow of history. Prophecy is being fulfilled at the present time, right now. So I think there's an excitement, Matthew, that when I was filming, I don't normally feel when I'm recording for the radio. And I think that's really good. I think that will come through because people can see my face. People can see my hands moving. People can see, hey, this guy's excited. What's going on? I want to hear that. So I think there's a different flavor. And I just love working on the camera. It's just a beautiful experience.
I know that when we look at the history of Southwest Radio Ministries, we have kind of dipped our toe into television in the past. Pastor Larry, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we've recorded. We put on several programs before. It was aired locally and I think elsewhere as well. And we did some really good things. And I think TV's really not completely new for us. We produced quality programs, Bible-based, teaching-based. We had film, we had video that went along with it. And what's exciting about that is we're kind of like old hands at that, but now we're going nationwide. We're going on television. We're touching the hearts of many people and letting people know about Southwest Radio Church. I think that's very important. You know, Southwest Radio Church is kind of like the best kept secret in Oklahoma City. So I think we're helping that. And so many people look at TV. It's really wonderful. You know, I remember when TV was first used commercially, we had a 10-inch black and white RCA. I remember looking at the Milton Berle show, the Ed Sullivan show, and then there was the Lone Ranger and so on and so forth. But we've gone way past that, and we've now gotten into broadcasting Bible truth and letting people know that, hey, Jesus is coming. God is still on the throne. Prayer changes things. Don't worry. Trust the Lord. Look to Jesus. Be a good witness. Tell other people about Jesus before it's too late. There is excitement in all of that.
It's really interesting, guys. I have had folks tell me, you know, I used to watch prophecy in the news on television for years and years. I'm so glad that it's going to be back. Then there's the other group of people that go, wow, that's a brand new TV show. I've never heard of it or never watched it before. So we're getting all of the audiences excited and ready to tune in. Now, folks, you may be wondering, okay, where can I watch Prophecy in the News television since it's back? Well, lots of different places. We are on four different Christian television networks each week. You can get all the details of the days, the times, and the channels on our website. Just go to swrc.com. You can click on the Prophecy in the News there, swrc.com, and click on Prophecy in the News. Also, you'll be able to watch each week's episode on our website, as well as on our social media, such as YouTube and our Rumble channels as well, because we want to make each of these episodes as available as possible. Because as Pastor Larry said, we want folks to know the truth. We don't want folks to be scared. We want people to be encouraged. And I know, Josh, that that is something that you teach on and talk about a lot, not only with your video podcast, Moment of Truth, that people can check out each Monday on our YouTube channel, but also here on Watchmen on the Wall. And now you get to do that with Prophecy in the News television.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that God's word does give us encouragement. I mean, just think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when it's talking about the rapture. It says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And it was written to encourage. It was written to bring spiritual comfort. As it says in Titus chapter 2, we're looking for that blessed hope. As Pastor Larry has said so famously, it's not a blasted hoax. It's the blessed hope. And it gives us that encouragement. It gives us that sense of security in Christ, that we know that the future is in His hands. God is still on the throne. And prayer changes things. That's our motto here at the ministry. And we see that as we look into the pages of God's Word. That's why I love to study and teach on Bible prophecy, because it does bring encouragement. It does bring hope. Yes, we open our eyes to the reality of some of the things that's happening. We understand the signs of the times and the terrible things that are happening as it points to the soon return of Christ. And if you're right with God, if you're saved and you're ready to meet the Lord, then there is a great sense of hope and expectation and anticipation that floods your soul and helps you to be ready for what is to come. So I'm excited that the TV show can help to inform people about the things that they need to know. It can encourage them to get into God's Word, to understand who God is, to understand His plan for the ages as it's revealed in the pages of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation through Bible prophecy.
I want to take just a couple minutes, guys, and encourage folks, number one, to obviously tune in and watch the new Prophecy in the News television show, but also please help us promote it. Spread the word. Get on Facebook, social media. Tell your friends at church, at work, at school, your neighbors. Let them know that Prophecy in the News is back, and encourage them to watch the show, tune into the episodes, and help us spread the word. I know there are folks right now, Josh and Pastor Larry, that are listening to us and they say, wow, when did Southwest get all this money to be able to put on a TV show? We didn't. If you may recall, if you're a longtime listener to Watchmen on the Wall, this has been the production and the release of this new Prophecy in the News show. This has been in the works for 2 years. You may recall that we had a fundraising campaign where we asked you to donate to help us build a television studio. And many, many of you were so generous in giving gifts to help build the television studio. Well, guess what? The television studio is built because of your generosity, and we're using that TV studio to produce Prophecy in the News. You may also recall we talked about needing to put equipment in the studio, cameras, lights, lenses, microphones, all of the stuff, so that we can make and produce these shows. Once again, you stepped up, you stepped out on faith, and you donated the needed funds to help us equip the brand new studio. Well, let's see. You helped us build the studio. You helped us equip the studio. You know what's coming next. We need your help in producing these episodes. What is involved is we have to pay to be on each of these networks, each of these channels. We pay for the time, just like we do for the radio program. Well, to be able to do that on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis, we need your help. It does cost thousands of dollars per month to be able to have Prophecy in the News on those channels each and every week. So, first of all, thank you. Thank you so much for your help in building the studio, in equipping the studio, and in making Prophecy in the News TV a reality. We're coming to you one more time, and we're saying, would you please pray, and would you please give so that Prophecy in the News can be on the air and continue to proclaim the good news of Bible prophecy, of Christ's soon return. Encourage, as J.R. Church would say, folks to keep looking up, and as a reminder that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. We need your help, my friends. It's just as simple as that. Just like the building of the studio, equipping of the studio, we need your help right now to keep Prophecy in the News on these networks, on these channels, each and every week. Would you consider giving a designated gift to PITN TV? It's as simple as that, Prophecy in the News Television. You can give your gift right now. Just call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Let the operator know, I want to support Prophecy in the News TV going out across the country. You can also give on our website. Simply visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Know that all of your gifts are income tax deductible. And when you designate it to PITN, Prophecy in the News TV, those gifts will go specifically to keeping Prophecy in the News on these networks, on these channels, and broadcasting truly across the nation each and every week. And in advance, I just want to say on behalf of the huge team of people that are producing this show every week, thank you. Number one, thank you for your prayers. They are very much needed each and every day. And number two, thank you for your financial gifts, your monthly gifts, your one-time gifts. When you choose to leave us in your will and in your estate, all of those gifts go to help Southwest Radio Ministries, SWRC, to produce radio programs, publications like the Prophetic Observer and our Prophecy in the News magazine. And now your gifts go to help Prophecy in the News TV going strong to broadcast across the country. How outstanding is that? So thank you, my friends. Thank you so much for your prayers, your financial gifts, and for helping to spread the word about the relaunch, the brand new edition of Prophecy in the News Television. Josh Davis, Dr. Larry Spargimino, guys, I'm so honored that you're part of the Prophecy in the News TV show. Thank you for bringing your expertise and your teaching to the television airwaves. Looking really forward to the future episodes you guys are going to be in.
Amen. I'm looking forward to doing those.
Well, thank you guys very, very much. Remember, your support for Prophecy in the News TV is appreciated. Folks, it's needed. The show is on each and every week. Check our website for the channels, the times, and the days for where you can check it out, or you can just check it out on our YouTube channel or at our website, swrc.com. And as J.R. Church said and reminded us constantly, friends, keep looking up.
We don't want to leave out Dr. Hill. Of course, Dr. Kenneth Hill is the president of Southwest Radio Ministries. He has been here dutifully listening to all the different comments. And Dr. Hill, we don't want to leave you out. What are your thoughts on the launch of Prophecy in the News TV?
I am excited about the new television program and realizing it is not new, it is a continuation of prophecy in the news. It was begun on television, and we've brought back the work that was yet to be done, and we're working on that. And we have that opportunity because of God's wonderful goodness to us. And He has used the individuals who are working here at SWRC, the Prophecy in the News television program is now ready to get moving, not just sitting there, but moving on out, because we have done so much in preparation for the startup, or restart, I guess, of the Prophecy in the News TV show. Here's the thing. Whenever I think of television, I think of J.R. Church. And J.R. Church was the leader of this wonderful program of Prophecy in the News. And he did it. J.R. Church did it as God had led him to do it. And it was a wonderful opportunity for each and every one of us to be involved in something that J.R. Church had been involved in. He had it set up, that is, J.R. Church did, had it set up in micro and macro ways. Now, when he started talking to me about that all those years ago, I didn't even understand what he was talking about. And he had to teach me so I could understand the idea of a micro program or the idea of a macro program. He had to teach me those things. And so what I found out was that the Prophecy in the News magazine was part of the ministry of Prophecy in the News. Prophecy in the News on radio was something very important to J.R. Church and to the ministry of Prophecy in the News. We helped him in some ways, Southwest did, in getting it all started up, and it was amazing as we watched it go. And then it became macro as well as micro. But, you know, I had a fantastic opportunity working with J.R. Church and learning from him on how things were to work. And so we're in that process now, working hard to bring the Prophecy in the News broadcast on television back into being. And indeed, it has taken us quite a while to do that, but God has been so good through all of our listeners. Every one of them that participated in the past, we've heard from many of them, and we need to hear from you as well. Perhaps you were not involved all those many years ago, but you've decided that God would have you to be involved this time in this wonderful restart of the television program. And so, my friend, if you were not involved before, you can be involved now. And all you have to do is just call us at 1-800-652-1144, or you can be involved in giving a gift of whatever amount to help us do the work that God would have you to do. And we want to remind you that with all that's going on around you, that we need your help in this wonderful project. Keep looking up until Jesus comes.
Prophecy in the News television program is now on the air. You can watch the program founded by J.R. Church each week for the latest headlines, Bible prophecy teaching, with encouragement and information. Prophecy in the News is being broadcast nationwide on 4 Christian television networks and online. For a complete listing of days, times, and channels, visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. The latest episode of the Prophecy in the News television program is on our website, as well as our YouTube channel. To bring back the Prophecy in the News television program has been a huge leap of faith. From building the television studio, to equipping the studio with cameras, lighting, and lenses, set construction, and now placing the program on Christian television networks. You can imagine the costs involved. We're asking for your prayers as we launch this new outreach, and as you feel led, to please consider giving a special gift to the Prophecy in the News television program. You can give your gift by phone, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give at our website, swrc.com. I want to personally invite you to join us for a life-changing pilgrimage to Israel with Southwest Radio Ministries host Dr. Larry Spargimino and Josh Davis. Explore ancient Jerusalem, worship at the Mount of Olives, and reflect by the Sea of Galilee. A transformative journey of faith awaits, November 9th through the 20th. Get all the details when you visit swrc.com and click on the Israel Tour banner on the top of the homepage, or call 1-800-652-1144. Spaces are limited, so make sure you reserve your spot today. swrc.com, click on the Israel Tour banner, or simply call 1-800-652-1144. Come join Dr. Larry Spargimino and Josh Davis in Israel. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address, prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. We have much more exciting details to share with you about the new Prophecy in the News television program coming up on our next program, so be sure to tune in. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.